How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The free beer and hot wings show free clip of the day.
A bite squad driver fights back. So when I first saw this headline, I thought, ooh, this sounds fun. It sounds like a local, you know, local superhero person or whatever. Like, we're the bite squad.
Yeah.
Taking a bite out of I thought it was McGruff.
Well, I mean, yeah, it kind of sounds like that.
That's what I was hoping for.
Well, yeah, when you add squad to anything, I mean, yeah, it makes it sound really official.
Turns out it's just another, like, DoorDash or Uber Eats or Grubhub.
Okay, all right.
But this time in Hawaii, but they tried to steal his car while he was dropping the food off.
Determined bite squad driver chased down a car thief as bystanders videotaped the encounter in the heart of Chinatown.
KITV4's Kristen Concilio spoke with the delivery guy about how he stopped a crime in progress that police are now investigating.
Get out of the car!
Stephen Flores said he left his car unattended for just a few seconds, and the next thing he knew, it was gone.
So I ran as fast as I could. I sprinted, and then I finally got to the car. I went to open the door, and it was locked. He was locked. Windows all out. Yeah, he was locked.
I like this guy.
Me too.
You will like him, too. I would say he's like 58, 59 years old, somewhere in that ballpark.
The older end, yeah.
But feisty. You ain't taking his car.
And then I kept telling him, get out of the car.
The 69-year-old food delivery.
69.
Wow, he looks great.
He does.
Food delivery driver was picking up his last order in Chinatown when adrenaline kicked in.
And then I started punching the window.
While trying to get the thief out of the car, he yelled to other drivers.
Everybody, do not move your car. This guy's trying to steal my car.
That's when he reasoned with the car thief to get out.
So the thief is like, this guy is ruining everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to give up. There's an old man screaming in my face.
He let him go, but not without a few jabs.
And sure enough, he stopped, put it in park, opened a door, and I grabbed him by the neck.
He's kicking his ass with a bag of food in his hand.
Yeah, then he kneed him in the ass.
This is like the most videoed encounter ever. They have like five different angles of it.
Was the news there to record it?
Yeah, there were a lot of bystanders giving a lot of hand here. You know?
Yeah, he helped the guy out.
Yeah, somebody
you got to get it. You know, I mean, no, you got to get that on tape. You can't help.
Flores says he's still traumatized by the ordeal.
So of course you have nightmares. Nightmares think, say, like, what if he killed me? What if he ran me over? What if he shot me with a gun? What if he stabbed me, you know?
He ended up injured.
What if I got a bad review on this Chinese food that I still had in my hand that's probably all over the inside of this styrofoam?
Gosh, of all the things to smash into the window, why would you waste the food?
Yeah.
He ended up injuring his hand and his bad knee, but feels grateful. He was able to save his car, his life, and deliver his food. Kristen Concilio, KITV4, Island News.
Pretty awesome, though.
Mm-hmm.
Bite Squad.
Bite Squad.
Don't mess with the Bite Squad.
Really, I mean, they should fight crime.
Yeah.
I think they're onto something.
He should, yeah.
Do you see TikTok is going to start limiting kids? Like the people that have a young profile?
Like time-wise, you mean?
Yeah.
Or like the time they're allowed to spend, the time they're allowed to post? What does that mean?
They already do this in China. Remember we learned that TikTok has completely different rules.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to ruin the brains of all their people.
Isn't it?
Now, TikTok says they're doing it because they care. They'll make it so that kids that are 12 and under will be limited to 1 hour of viewing per day. Hmm. They're rolling it out over the next few weeks, so anyone under 18 can't mindlessly scroll through videos for more than 60 minutes a day. That's a really long time still.
That's still a long time, yeah.
After the first hour, kids 12 and under won't be able to keep using it unless a parent or guardian punches in the code to extend it. Kids 13 and up can enter their own code, but they still get alerts. So that's a cop-out. Parents will be given much more info about how much time And TikTok says, we're doing this because we care. But the more likely answer is, we're doing this because the feds won't stop threatening to kick us out of the country and we want the data.
Pretty much. Yeah, exactly. Also, yeah, if it's kids under 12, maybe just don't let them have a TikTok. Also, you can watch TikTok without having an account. And then they don't know how old you are. I can pull up.
Oh, that's true.
I can pull up TikTok on my. I don't have a TikTok account, but yeah. I have the app.
Mm-hmm. That's
a
good point.
It was on my phone before I got it, so I can watch stuff anytime I want.
It was.
I didn't download it. No, it either came on it or just showed up one day.
Or one of your kids downloaded like it.
No. Like in an update or something. Yeah, I never downloaded TikTok.
That's very weird.
It is.
It was just there one, and I go, "Why is this
there
now?
Is it on your AirCloud to maybe one of their iPads or something?"
Yeah, is it on your
AirCloud? It's not on my, I don't think it's on, I don't think we share an AirCloud. I think they're on mom's AirCloud. I think I have my own AirCloud.
Yeah. Download that from the Bookface there on your handheld.
I don't think AirCloud's
computer.
Near as bad as Bookface, thank you very much.
I don't know.
AirCloud.
It's on the Twitter.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.